I can think of a lot worse places to be, like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you...
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
like a baby boy loves his toy. You've got kisses sweeter than honey, and I work 7 days a week to give you all my money, and that's why you are my pride and joy. And I'm telling the world you're my
pride and joy.
Pride and joy.
Pride and joy.
I believe I'm your
baby boy.
Baby boy.
Baby boy.
And I know you're my
pride and joy.
My pride and joy.
Pride and joy.
Yeah, baby.
Baby boy.
Yeah, baby.
Baby boy.
You are my
Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pen, you can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you feel so fine.
She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah,
sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
Everything nice and then.
And then.
She's gonna break your heart like she is mine.
She'll put her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you feel so fine.
Yeah. She'll be
sugar and spice now.
Sugar and spice
now. And everything nice now.
Everything nice and thin.
And then.
She's gonna break your heart like she is mine.
Don't let her be a baby.
Send her back to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send her back to me.
Yeah. Don't let her be your baby.
No, no, no.
Don't let her be your baby.
No, no, no.
Don't let her be your baby.
No, no, no.
Don't let her be your baby.
No, no, no.
Don't let her be your baby.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just Tuesday.
And I tell you, I
Tambo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Rowhouse Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rowhousecinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling, that's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my go. Cry, cry, darling, when shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should fight. Cry, cry, darling, that's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
Across the street they're giving out free gasoline, and nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. And maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they can never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about your love don't seem to care.
my dreams away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her too, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? We'll be right back.
do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
Feeling blue, that it's you yourself. Talking Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Later on today, we're going to be speaking with political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer. And one of the questions that I will have for Rachel is, are the numbers that increasingly suggest this might not be a disastrous midterm for Democrats, are they numbers that can be trusted? Because we're getting more and more of these numbers. Now, you might remember that last week or the week before, maybe it was, I told you that for the first time in this primary season, in the 538 forecast for the U.S. Senate, Democrats became favored to retain control. Now, it was a very small margin. It was 52 to 48, meaning if you run 100 simulations with the current inputs, in 52 of them, Democrats end up controlling the Senate. And in 48 of them, Republicans end up controlling the Senate. This is sort of like if you had a coin that instead of being a 50-50 coin was a 52-48 coin, meaning the more times you flip it, the closer you'll get to 52% heads and 48% tails. Now, if you only flip it once, it's either going to be heads or tails. And 52 to 48 is a very, very small margin in favor of heads. But the more times you run the simulation, the closer to 52% you will get. That's the idea here. Those numbers have now grown to 57% in the exact same 538 forecast. And in fact, Nate Silver put together an article on 538, which you can check out, which has a bunch of different data. The article from a few days ago called "The Political Environment Might Be Improving for Democrats." And indeed, when you look at how the Senate forecast has changed, if you looked in at the beginning of June, Democrats only had about a 40 to 45% shot at holding the Senate. Remember, Democrats currently have the Senate 50-50 with the Vice President Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote in the event of a 50-50 tie. Those numbers have increased to where now it is a 57% chance that Democrats control the Senate after the midterm elections and only a 43% chance that Republicans control it. Now, as we know, even things that are statistically unlikely sometimes happen. Going into the 2016 presidential election, the odds were that Hillary Clinton had an 85% chance of winning and Donald Trump had a 15% chance of winning. Now, 85% is not 100%. You run 100 simulations. In 15 of them, Trump would come out the winner. And indeed, he did. This is a very, very small margin. But we have to, it's not even really come to terms with, it's understand that there's a unique or at least an unlikely, an uncommon opportunity this November. Normally, and I know you guys, some of you are sick of hearing this. Normally, when one party takes the White House, in the first midterm election, they lose the House and or Senate. Or if they already don't have control of the House, they fall even further behind. Or if they have control of the House and retain it, it's by a smaller margin. You get the point. We might not see that this November. And if the question is why, which is to me the most interesting question, right now, everything we know, everything we can say is that it's because primarily of two issues. Number one, abortion, and number two, gun safety. Although I have to say, compared to 6-8 weeks ago, the gun safety issue is not nearly in the forefront as much as it was. But we have two issues.